The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, August 9, 2022. The Cuban Foreign Ministry U.S. Department Deputy Director General Johanna Tablada on Monday explained the U.S. government made the decision to provide technical advice following current deadly fire in the city of Matanzas. According to Tablada, Cuba really needed international assistance after deadly fire at Matanzas oil storage tanks, and Washington only proposed talks by phone with Cuban specialists. This is what they've offered up to now. It does not help. It does not depend on Cuba, assured Tablada in several responses to a Facebook post, while adding the existence of a bilateral agreement signed under Democrat Barack Obama's administration. According to Tablada, the bilateral agreement sets down coordination in operations to fight oil spills at sea, but does not apply to disasters on land such as Matanzas' oil storage tank blast on Friday afternoon, night, August 5. That was the U.S. assistance and not what you have read about ships, planes, and aid. We immediately accepted it, and conversations with U.S. experts have been done, Tablada said. Deputy Foreign Minister Carlos Fernandez de Cosío, on the other hand, talked about the support sent in the last few hours from various peoples and organizations in the United States, those of whom we appreciate and are quite welcomed. In this regard, the U.S. Embassy in Havana assured the United States carefully monitors the situation in Matanzas and is waiting for Cuba to require both humanitarian and technical assistance from the United States. It wants to support people and organizations shipping goods. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported on Monday that 68 people had been detected with COVID-19 and no one had died as a result of the disease. It added that 2,077 samples were tested at molecular biology laboratories nationwide to detect the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. Of 476 active cases in the country, 468 have a stable clinical evolution, while 8 patients remain in intensive care units, 4 in a serious condition and 4 in a critical condition. According to the official report, the death toll remains at 8,529. The National Ostociano Independence Movement, MIN, of Puerto Rico, has expressed its consternation to the Cuban people in a message sent to its leaders released on Tuesday due to the fire occurred at the Matanzas supertanker base. We feel deep pain and consternation at the unfortunate events that is taking place in Matanzas, which have caused destruction, death, and unrest, the leadership of the Puerto Rican movement stated in a message sent to the Communist Party of Cuba. The National Ostociano Independence Movement presidents Julio Muriente and Angel Rodriguez León wrote, "Our solidarity feelings are, at this terrible hour, at the side of the brotherly Cuban people, the party, and the government." They also recognize the value that several governments' decision has, including that of the United States, to offer help to face this crisis. After a lightning struck on Friday evening, August 5, one of the crude oil store tanks, which claimed the life of one person so far, while 14 people are still reported as missing. And in the international agenda, we have that. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for amplifying the voices of indigenous women. Guterres's appeal comes in a message to mark the International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples, observed annually on August 9, and focuses this year on the role of women in preserving and passing on traditional knowledge. According to the UN chief, indigenous women are knowledge keepers of traditional food systems and medicines. Guterres urged countries to implement the historic United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and to promote traditional knowledge for the benefit of all. UN statistics reveal that 47% of these working populations are uneducated compared to 17% of non-indigenous people, a gap that is even greater in the case of women. The annual celebration, this time held virtually, recalls the day of the first meeting of the United Nations Working Group on Indigenous Populations held in 1982. Meanwhile, former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva signed a so-called letter to Brazilians in defense of democratic rule of law, according to Monica Bergamo from the newspaper Folha de São Paulo. The letter, an alleged response to the attacks from the ultra-right-wing leader Jair Bolsonaro on the electoral process, was formulated by the Law School of the University of São Paulo and will be read on August 11. The text has already been signed by presidential candidates Ciro Gomes, Simone Tebet, and Luis Felipe Dávila, as well as former presidents Fernando Henrique Cardoso and Dilma Rousseff. Sources close to the Workers' Party, of which Lula is its standard bearer for the next elections, indicated that the former union leader was reluctant to endorse the document because he did not want to give the movement a political electoral character, nor to be accused of implementing the initiative. The letter has been penned by nearly 800,000 people, and therefore there is no risk that the signature of the workers' leader is seen as an electoral gesture.
And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.